Both Ryan and the armorer discovered that, despite the comparatively calm surface, the tidal currents beneath the surface were strong and pulled in different directions, shifting the rafts first one way and then another. Progress toward the island wasn't as swift as they would have liked, every stroke forward also taking two from side to side. If the sea was this difficult when it appeared calm, how would it be when they hit the white water?
Here it comes. Better hold on tight.
Real bad sea coming.
Fire blast!
The first blow of the erratic and dangerous tide took Carter by surprise. He thought he had been ready, but not for this. The water moved beneath the raft like a solid thing, suddenly shifting direction and lifting it onto the crest, pulling the oars from the water and tugging them almost out of the one-eyed man's grip.
Shit!
Ryan!
It took all Ryan's strength to hold onto the oars, although they were useless out of the water. The raft was thrown upward and spun in a semicircle. It came back down with bone-jarring force. It was all that the three of them could do to hold onto the ropes ringed around the tubular structure, wrapping them around their wrists as much as possible to gain a better purchase.
Definitely not worth it!
No sooner had the raft hit the water than it was pitched sideways by another conflicting current. It spun across the surface, almost hitting JB's.
Fuck!
Not that JB was having any better luck controlling his craft. The first patch of choppy water had pitched the raft from underneath, upsetting the balance of the raft and almost overturning it. Water washed over the sides and filled the bottom, making it difficult for JB to pull on the oars. Dean and Jack immediately started to bail, but were stopped by the next buffet that lifted them up and propelled them forward.
Hot fucking pipe!
The Lord saw that the wickedness of humankind was great on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually.
Will you shut the fuck up, Doc?
At least they were propelled in the right direction. Unfortunately, right in the path of the other raft.
Dark night. If I ever get off this crappy sea, I'm never going swimming again.
The water slammed the two crafts together, the hard inflated plastic tubes crunching, and it was all the occupants could do to hold on. For a brief moment, the armorer caught a glimpse of Mildred, their eyes meeting across the spray of water that washed into the bottom of each raft. He could see fear in her eyes, and he was damn sure that she could see the same in his. And then they were apart again.
Fuck it! There's more than just water underneath us!
The bottom of the raft hit the sea once more, and bulged up from something beneath, but was gone before they could even attempt to identify it. The shape appeared again to one side, where it slammed into the craft and sent it spinning once more.
Oh my lord! What is that?
A live black shape moved out of the water and reared up before falling once more into the waves with an impact that sent a huge wall of water washing into the raft. The water hit them in the face like a giant fist and forced its way up nostrils and into mouths, making it hard for any of them to breathe.
Hold tight! If that thing hits us, we're over!
Ryan secured his wrists to the ropes along the sides of the craft, and he thought of saving the oars long gone. The creature reared up in front of them. It faced Ryan's raft with black, empty eyes. It was blue-black and shaped like a monstrous eel, the sea glistening off its skin and scales.
This is going to be bad.
Ryan gritted his teeth and tensed his muscles. Christy pushed back into the opposite side of the raft, her arms entwined with the ropes as her hair entwined her neck. The creature seemed to hang in the air for an eternity, surveying them with a detached air. It seemed as though the sea was suddenly just as calm, the tide slipping away. The creature suddenly rose higher, pulled back, and then crashed down on the raft. Mildred felt the thundering impact drive the air from her lungs as the raft was plunged beneath the water for a moment, the creature's downward motion driving them into the swirling currents that plucked at their clothes, pulled at their limbs, and tried to force the freezing salt water into their mouths and nostrils. Christy and Ryan clung to the rope securing them to the raft, muscles on fire with the effort. The nylon ropes burned into their flesh, the salt water stinging the torn skin. Then the raft bounced back toward the surface. The buoyancy carried it upward as the slippery raft slid from beneath the thing's body. The creature's flesh swept across Mildred, crushing her into the plastic as she passed, until the raft broke the surface. The force of the tide added to its momentum, throwing it up and out of the water.
Fuck!
The fragile plastic shell flew up, the three companions secured only by the ropes they had used to tie themselves to the tubular body. The ropes holding Christy and Ryan held firm, scoring their flesh but keeping them secured. Mildred wasn't so lucky. Her ropes had been worn thin at some point in the distant past, and the nylon fibers had been weakened. The raft's upward thrust and Mildred's own weight were too much. As she gulped air into her lungs, she was dimly aware of the rope suddenly giving way. She was flung from the craft and sent spinning through the air.
Shit!
Millie!
The occupants of the other raft had been bewildered spectators. The whole process had taken only a matter of seconds, and there was nothing that JB, Jack, Dean, or Doc were able to do.
Shit, we've got to do something!
Ryan, Christy, okay. You tied. Let me and Dean row.
Jack shifted easily in the raft, his balance sure, despite the current tossing the raft around like a toy. Dean didn't waste breath on speech, but also moved around so that he and Jack were side by side. The albino youth took the oars from the armorer and handed one to Dean.
Take this. On count three, start pull. Count three each time.
Okay, Jack.
One, two, three.
JB snapped out of his shock at seeing Mildred thrown up in the air like a ragdoll and moved across the floor of the raft to counterbalance Doc, making it easier for the two rowers to pull through the water.
One, two, three.
The two young men heaved at the oars. The raft struggled through the water across the current, heading for the drifting raft and the unseen Mildred Wyeth.
Come on, Millie. Where are you?
JB frantically scanned the water in front of them. There was no movement from within the other raft. Ryan and Christy were either unconscious or too stunned to move, but while they were still in the raft, they were as safe as anyone could be on this sea.
Shit!
JB tried to look beyond the spray that spattered his spectacles, making the whole vista seem blurred. He couldn't see Mildred anywhere. At that very moment, the woman lay floating on her back in the ocean, tossed lifelessly by the current. Mildred had barely been able to take in what was happening as she had flown through the air, knowing only that she was able to breathe again after her immersion. Somewhere in the back of her mind, it occurred to her that she was weightless and could no longer feel the ropes around her wrists. But before she had a chance to process that, she found herself hitting the surface of the ocean with an impact that knocked her cold. Now, limp and unmoving, she was at the mercy of the currents.
John Barrymore, I see her! Over to the northwest!
Where?
To the northwest, dear boy!
JB scanned the area Doc indicated.
Holy shit!
He saw her. Her jacket had spread beneath her, and the air that had been trapped beneath the folds of the fabric was keeping her buoyant. But they had to reach her quickly.
Steer to the right!
Gotcha!
In the other raft, Ryan and Christy were coming around.
God damn it.
Ryan struggled into an upright position, trying to unscramble his brain and get a better view of what was happening. All he knew for sure was that Mildred wasn't where she should be. Christy struggled around. It was impossible to tell from her muti sense the imminent danger to Mildred, as Christy's hair was plastered to her head from the buffeting it had taken from the sea. But she didn't need psychic abilities to see that unless Mildred was recovered from the water soon, she was done. Out of nowhere, an ominous black shape bucked and rose from the water. The giant muti eel, not satisfied with the damage it had wrought, and perhaps in some way able to sense the vulnerability of its prey, had returned for the kill.
God damn it!
Ryan hurriedly tried to disentangle himself from the ropes, but he just couldn't summon enough strength to pull his arms free. He wanted to wrestle the Stier free and fire at the creature. The eel was moving purposefully across the water, its slithering motion taking it beneath, then over the surface of the water. It was moving faster than Jack and Dean could muster between them, certainly a speed too great for the frustrated Ryan to take aim and fire at such a range, even if he had been able to reach the rifle. With no oars to row, no strength to row with, and unable to even reach his blaster, he watched in frustration as the creature moved inexorably toward Mildred's adrift figure.
Someone blast the fucker!
Come on, Adap!
Jack and Dean's raft had passed Ryan and Christy's drifting raft, and although it was closer to Mildred, there was no way they could reach her before the eel. It was moving too fast, and its diagonal course would take it to her well ahead of them.
Fuck this!
JB was on the far side of the raft. He had untangled one arm from the ropes and managed to pull free his M4000. Its charge of barbed metal flechettes would be sure to at least cause the beast enough damage to slow and distract it. But there was no way he could get a clear shot at the creature without the risk of clipping one of the companions in the other raft.
Shit!
Have no fear, dear John Barrymore. I have a clear view.
Doc untangled his arm so that he was able to move freely. Rapidly changing position, he moved around on his knees, swaying wildly as the floor of the raft moved beneath him.
By chance, dear lad, could you steady this craft for the task at hand?
Yeah, right, Doc.
Pulling the Lamar percussion pistol from his belt, Doc spread his knees and planted himself as firmly on the floor of the raft as was possible. Holding the Lama in both hands to steady his aim, he fixed his eye on the eel as it moved swiftly and smoothly through the water.
By thunder! You shall not have her, you foul spawn of Beelzebub!
The ball charge scored the creature's side, up where its head joined the sinuous length of its body. The creature suddenly changed direction, in blind fury and pain, twisting in the water as it tried to locate the source of its pain.
Good shot, Doc!
You are far too kind, John Barrymore.
The creature hurtled toward Doc's raft, actually leaping partly out of the water in its rage. Doc's second shot hit the marbled black eyeball with a force that exploded the dark expressionless orb. But the monster's momentum carried it forward, and its trajectory brought it down toward their raft.
Oh, my lord!
Take cover, it's coming down!
The armorer secured himself to the ropes as Jack and Dean dove for handholds. But Doc seemed transfixed, still on his knees.
Doc!
JB stood helplessly as the sun was blotted out by the falling creature. The raft was thrust beneath the waves, throwing Doc off as the other three occupants held on for dear life. Ryan and Christy watched in despair, unable to do anything to help the others. But a lucky consequence was that the impact resulted in a wave that swept them onto a collision course with Mildred.
Grab her, quick!
Right.
Ryan moved as quickly as he could and joined Christy at the side of the raft, reaching for Mildred as she was swept past. She was still unconscious, but between them they were able to grab her coat and then get a grip on her body. It wasn't easy for Ryan and Christy to haul her water-soaked unconscious body into the raft, particularly as they were battered, bruised, and weakened by the assault that had taken Mildred from them.
Love of Gaia!
There! We got her!
Thank the goddess for that. But what about the others?
Ryan scanned the ocean's surface as he clung grimly to the ropes around the raft. There was no sign of the other raft.
I can't see.
I'll be damned.
The other raft suddenly shot up from the depths, having squirmed free from beneath the dead creature by its natural buoyancy. It cleared the surface of the water and righted itself with a less bone-jarring crunch than what Ryan and Christy had experienced.
Dark Knight, what was that?
Fuck it, chilled now. Look for Doc, more important.
Over there!
Dean pointed to where Doc was visible, bobbing along the waves. The oars had gone from the raft, but the current was pushing them roughly in the right direction. Doc had hit the water with less force than Mildred and had been able to stay conscious. He was weakly swimming toward them, with as much energy as he could put into the breaststroke. Jack leaned over as Doc got within range and took hold of one of the older man's hands, using all the strength in his wiry frame to pull the old man toward the raft. Dean leaned back to counterbalance as JB joined Jack in helping pull Doc into the raft. Both rafts were now adrift without oars, at the mercy of the tidal currents. Waves brought the two rafts close enough for the occupants to be able to shout across to each other.
What the hell do we do now? No fire-blasted paddles!
What can we do except hope? Is Millie okay?
Still out cold. I'd feel happier if we could get her on land, warm and dry. But how the hell do we get past this bastard current?